Hola amigos, bienvenidos a un nuevo programa de El Mundo.
Hello and welcome to our show El Mundo, the World. This is the first part of a series of talks about how to develop a program software that will allow us to develop our relationships all around the world. This is what we're going to talk about. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, happy to be with you, and I will be more than happy to talk and work on such a program or software. We never had something like this in the world before, so maybe we will really be able to succeed, and people will see that with the help of the exercises that we do in this world between us, we'll be able to come a bit closer and understand the upper world. Norma, thank you very much, and let's start with a short intro. You mentioned on previous shows that the coronavirus has separated us for a specific goal in order for us to learn how to treat each other, relate to each other correctly. Currently, this disease has separated us in order for us to learn how to treat others, and we simply don't know how to do it. And in order for us to be able to learn about it, you offered for us to develop some kind of basic program that can train us, like in sports, so we can work on the muscles of interconnection and the connection of hearts, not physical closeness, but internal closeness. And maybe we can develop this with the help of programmers and experts, and this is what we did, and we've gathered several questions. So the first question is, can you explain, elaborate on how do you see this program that allows us to develop our connection, the connection between people, Dr. Lightman? First of all, we have to develop a program that describes the disconnection between people, the disparity, the true state that we're in. Because it has to be by way of distance yourself from evil and do good, for us to know the bad state that we're in, and then it will be easier to move from here to a better state, from that to a better state. Besides, we're already in such states that for us to feel our ego, to feel our evil is more clear than to feel good things that seem unrealistic, delusional, that we love each other, come closer, do good. These are things that we tell children. But really, our life consists or is made up of the very opposite. So let's first of all learn about the states that we're already in. And therefore, I think that the beginning of the program, its start has to be getting acquainted with human nature, how man is evil from the very start, how we hate each other, how we really want to exploit, take advantage of each other. And this way, we're advancing toward the one main special decision that all in all, we are an evil desire. Evil desire, meaning that I think only to my own benefit, not being able to think to the benefit of others. And this is the nature of each and every one. We call it the evil inclination, if we acknowledge it. But really, that's nature, and there's nothing to be ashamed of, but to see that this is how we really are. Norma, with the help of what means is it possible to inquire this egoistic inclination, Dr. Lightman? As I see on the internet, on the computer, there are many different programs, training programs, exercises, where people talk about themselves, examine themselves, answer questionnaires, and eventually this is how they come to know who and what they are. And therefore, it's good for us to build such a program out of which, first of all, a person will understand that he's an egoist, a big egoist. And everything that he thinks only about how to do good to himself. Norma. They're asking, should it include some kind of initial test, some kind of video, collective exercises according to levels, Dr. Lightman? Possibly, yeah, possibly. We have to, for example, show little children that they're little egoists. This is something that we're familiar with, to show that man's ego or man's nature is evil from its very beginning. And then afterwards, how can we make more cunning kind of calculations, let's call it that way, that we start becoming more closed. We don't want to show that we're doing something only with the intention of doing it for ourselves, but that we want to take something, steal a bit from the other, to use, exploit the other. Over time, we're starting we exploit the others, and this is something that happens a lot at adolescents, from the age of, suppose, 10 till 17, 18, more or less. And afterwards, we become even more cunning, that possibly some of us already discover that they're really egoistic, building themselves at the expense of others, being in competition with others, wanting to succeed at the expense of suppressing others. And we could put together questions about that too, for people to see that. And not only questions, there could also be games about how they behave with one another, and so on.
Personas de qué edades podrían participar Norma. En este programa, y además, si habría un número ideal.
From what age can we use this program? And is there a certain ideal number of participants? Maybe do it in tens, or it's unlimited? Dr. Lightman, I can't say. It all depends on how we build the program. You can start at what age do children start playing computer games? 3, 4?
Muy temprano.
Normal, yeah, more or less. Very early, Dr. Lightman. So from that age, you can start putting together different exercises for them, but very gentle, so it won't hurt a person. Just to teach him to broaden his view of the world a bit. Norma. Not to start with adults that maybe have better understanding of the situation they're in. Dr. Lightman, in parallel, you can also do it with grown-ups. Our intention is, of course, to work with everyone. Because in that, we want to start changing the entire generation. Norma, what feelings, emotions should we experience with the help of this program so that we will be able to measure the level of our connection, spiritual, emotional connection in relation to others, and how to use these feelings and emotions? We have to bring a person to a state where he will hate his own nature. But alongside with this, we have to show him how he can use his egoistic nature in order to reach the opposite, and what does he gain as a result? Meaning that all the destructions that the ego is bringing us, all the suffering that we're experiencing because of it, we truly suffer throughout history and each and every generation, but eventually, it's all in order to invert it into the good and eternal, into eternal good. We always have to show the good opposite the bad, and that we have to disclose the bad. We have no choice. And due to it, can we reveal the good? Norma, according to what criteria can we measure the distance from others, if so, Dr. Leitman, to the measure to which I want to do good or bad to them? In a bigger or smaller ego, in what situations, states, Do I give a person exercises, see responses? We don't exactly have numbers because we can't measure our inner efforts, whether egoistic, altruistic, hate or love, the measure of rejection, the measure of attraction. We can't measure this in newtons, kilograms, we can't. And this is something that can be done only approximately, one opposite the other. The main thing for us is nonetheless to bring a person to a development where he will see his inner world. Norma, how do we do it? How do we see a man's inner world? Dr. Leitman, that he is entirely in his evil inclination, thinking constantly to his own benefit, and even though that he doesn't mean to harm others, still he thinks about how to benefit others at the expense of others. And so we have to give him exercises for him to know that this is what he thinks, that this is the direction in which he thinks, this is his approach to life. It's kind of psychology. Norma, this is exactly what I wanted to ask about. Are these psychological aspects that we measure? And if so, how do we shift to a higher level? Dr. Leitman, the problem is that we can't measure our inner efforts. And this is the problem. Suppose I'm asking you, I want to borrow $20 from you. So there are several conditions here. Do you or don't you have $20? What kind of attitude, what is your attitude toward me, good or bad? Do you trust me to give you, to pay you back? How can we measure all of these things? Besides that $20 bill, we don't have anything. All the rest is inside of me and inside of you. And what are we going to do then? Norma, if so, what's the rationale of such software if we can't measure the intention that this action's done with? And if we don't know whether it's to my own benefit or to the benefit of others, Dr. Leitman, you're absolutely right. But it's not that important to us. What's important is for a person to acknowledge who he is. Not that he measures inside himself. He still can't do that. He doesn't have what we call in the wisdom of Kabbalah, Tzimtzum Masach Ha'Or Chozo, meaning restriction, screen, and reflected light. He doesn't have the vessels by which he can measure every time how much does he bestow, receive, concede, and so on. But at least he will come to understand, come to know his internality, his inner world. Who and what is he? How these things happen inside of him, he's still unfamiliar with his psychology. It's inside a person's heart and mind. These are things that are hidden from him. Soon, we will start disclosing them. But still, it's hidden, concealed. The hidden wisdom called the wisdom of Kabbalah is called the hidden wisdom because it hides, because it deals with the measure to which a person is hidden from himself, not knowing who and what he is, how does he think, what is going on inside of him. This is the hidden wisdom, that I don't know myself. I'm unfamiliar with who's operating me, how am I operated, how do I change, how do I make decisions, what about my fears, anxieties, this, that, what makes me happy, where's my confidence. I don't know anything about myself. I'm in a state where, really? Terra incognita, really. This is how a person is in regard to himself. Norma, last question for this show. If so, how can a program of this kind help me better understand myself, measure myself? Who am I? What am I? And how will that help me connect with others, unite? Dr. Leitman, I think it seems to me that we need to put together a series of questions, depictions, images, movies, short clips that will put a person in different situations and will answer questions, and maybe throughout the clip he'll explain how he responded, what did he think, and with the help of such exercises, he will better and better get to know himself.
Bueno, Dr. Leitman, muchísimas gracias y obviamente.
Norma, Dr. Leitman, thank you very, very much. And really, we have many more questions that we will try, that we'll clarify on our next show. Till then, we have many more things to develop. All the best.